From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The U.S. Senate race in Arkansas between Republican incumbent John Bozeman, Democrat Connor Eldridge, and Libertarian Frank Gilbert isn't exactly heating up at the moment, but we are getting pretty close to the election day. Connor Eldridge joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Jacob, thanks for having me.
Of course, the race for president outshadows all of these down-ballot contests. In Arkansas, voters, you know, pretty much seem to be squarely lined up for Donald Trump. What can you do to convince a Trump voter to vote for you as well? It seems like you might need them to cross over for this to work out for you.
Well, you know, I'm running for the Senate to represent all Arkansans, regardless of who they're voting for president. And our campaign has been about reaching everybody in Arkansas. So the issues really cut through the noise of the presidential race to our race. And that's a choice between our campaign, which represents a strong new voice for the state at a time in politics when most voters that I meet, again, regardless of who they're voting for president, are just disgusted with the political process and tired of politicians. And my opponent has been there for 15 years, and he's not accomplished anything during that time. I'm running to provide new leadership for this state in a nonpartisan way that really stands up for all people in Arkansas and fights to do the right thing on issue after issue. That's what's at stake in our campaign, and that's a message that I'm finding is one that all Arkansans want to hear and want to support, because we're all frustrated with Washington and we think we need to do something different.
One issue that's been probably on a lot of voters' minds in the past week or so has been the recent bombings in New York City and New Jersey and a stabbing in Minnesota, all allegedly committed by U.S. citizens. Just kind of broadly speaking, how do you balance the use of American military action overseas as the solution to this versus a more law enforcement or intelligence-oriented approach?
Well, you've got to do both, and I completely and unequivocally support both responses. A smart, strong, and aggressive foreign policy that brings about a world that is both more peaceful and a world in which Americans are protected at home and abroad, and also strong support of law enforcement as we seek to identify radicalized individuals who seek to commit terrorist acts. I have some experience with that, having served as U.S. attorney and worked with the FBI and state and local law enforcement to be abreast of threats in Arkansas as well as nationally, having worked on the Domestic Terrorism Task Force. And the bottom line is, Jacob, you know, if somebody wants to harm others and is willing to harm themselves in the process and has gone online and become radicalized or become radicalized in some other way, that's a really challenging situation. But we've got to do everything we can to identify those folks, to contain that threat, and to protect Americans. And that would be my first priority.
Another issue that you have brought up lately in your campaign is pre-K funding in Arkansas. That's been an issue in state politics. What sort of contribution as a U.S. senator would you want to make towards the pre-K program? What's your vision?
Well, I would want to continue to support the funding that exists. And I know you're right, there are a variety of funding streams, some that flow from federal dollars through the states and others that flow directly from the federal government. There's a debate on this at the state level and the federal level. As a U.S. senator, I would lead on that. Unlike my opponent, who has sat by silently as his party cut pre-K from their platform, and he apparently agrees with that because he's not commented on it despite my calls for him to do so. That's his view, apparently, from his silence. My view is we ought to support pre-K. If we want to change society and we want to improve the lives of all Arkansas kids, we've got to reach them from birth to age 5. I have visited pre-K programs throughout the state, most recently in Bentonville. I've seen literacy programs at hand in areas across the state, including Pine Bluff. And throughout this state, it has to be a priority to reach kids and to give them a real chance. That's work I'm passionate about, having done as U.S. attorney with the A-Chance program, and it's work I will remain passionate about. And you better believe I'm going to lead on that issue and go to the well of the Senate as often as possible to make the point that we've got to pay attention to our kids in Arkansas and throughout our country.
Let's stick with some state-level issues, although as a U.S. senator, you won't have much influence on them, but you will be voting on them personally as a citizen. I'm referring to several ballot initiatives. First, I want to talk about the medical marijuana. There are two different ballot initiatives. One is the Medical Marijuana Amendment. One is the Medical Cannabis Act. The act would have the Department of Health regulate it. There's some personal cultivation provisions, and there's more dispensaries. The amendment would have the alcohol board control it at the state level. More state revenue would be generated, and there'd be less dispensaries. You've stated your support for the concept of medical marijuana.
Right. So I support a responsible medical marijuana program in the state of Arkansas. As I said before, at this juncture, when those two competing amendments are being litigated, I'm not going to wade into the details of each. I'm certainly closely following that. But I support a responsible medical marijuana program. And once it's completely sorted out what will and will not be on the ballot and where all of that stands, then I'll be happy to talk more about it. But the bottom line is there's a distinction in this race. I support responsible medical marijuana. My opponent opposes it.
Another ballot issue would cap some attorney's fees or limit some attorney's fees and have a medical damages cap, be $250,000 limit for non-economic damages. It would shift the decision to that amount to the state legislature instead of a case-by-case basis decided by juries, as well as capping some attorney's fees. What's your position on that ballot issue?
I oppose that. I do not think we need to limit the rights of regular Arkansans when they have had harm committed to them to seek redress of that harm. And I believe in the jury system. I've worked in the jury system, and so I oppose that amendment.
The casinos amendment is another one that there's been a lot of mailers going out, at least in my neighborhood and a few other people I know recently in Arkansas, in Little Rock. It would allow for three casinos and three border counties in Arkansas. They'd write three private companies into the state constitution and would provide 18% tax for state revenue based on the casinos. The advocates argue that it'll generate a lot of tourism dollars, employment, and fill a need that's being filled just outside of the border counties of other states. What's your opinion on the casinos amendment?
I oppose that amendment as well. I think that this is I have concerns about the monopoly aspects of this. I do not categorically oppose casinos, but I think this is a bad amendment. And if the voters and the people of Arkansas want to have that debate in an open and transparent way, then that debate needs to be had. But in this way in which three out-of-state businesses would have a monopoly, I just don't think this is a good amendment and a good way for the state to consider the broader issue. So I'm going to be voting against that amendment.
All right, and we're just about ready to wrap up, but I want to pivot back to the presidential race before we have to go. Whoever becomes the next president, the next U.S. senator from Arkansas, will either hinder her or assist their agenda, at least parts of their agenda. You support Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party's nominee. Can you point to a policy priority of hers that you look forward to pushing for in the Senate?
Well, I think we've got a lot of work to do in a variety of areas that I look forward to working with whoever is president on. Certainly, more broadly, what I mentioned earlier about needing to make sure that we provide a real chance for kids, for all kids in Arkansas and America. That's something that she's spoken quite a bit about. It speaks to her work here with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, with Children's Hospital, with others when she lived in Arkansas. She clearly has a lifelong passion for those issues, and I would seek to go to work with her to figure out a cost-effective and efficient way to really prioritize all kids and make sure that they have both the health care they need and the education that they need and the real chance to achieve the American dream. That's important work. And honestly, Jacob, I would go to work on that issue regardless of who's president. We certainly in Arkansas know Hillary Clinton's background on that issue with her work here. But I would hope that anyone who's president, anyone who's president, Clinton or Trump, would make that an issue, and I would want to go to work with either of them on that. But we certainly know Hillary's record on that in Arkansas.
All right. On the other side of the coin, could you think of a Clinton policy that you might have trouble supporting?
Well, I am disappointed that the debt and deficit have not been a bigger focus, quite frankly, by either campaign.
Right.
That issue was not mentioned at the convention. At either convention. And that's an issue I care a lot about. For some strange reason, it's been absent from this presidential debate. I would want to go to work to really try to determine a realistic way to reduce the deficit, balance the budget, and ensure that our debt does not continue to grow exponentially. And that's a really problematic thing for me, and something that I would seek to find Republicans and Democrats who want to come together and truly address that issue. I think it should have been more of a focus of both presidential campaigns.
I've been speaking with Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Connor Eldridge. He's running against Republican incumbent John Bozeman and Libertarian Frank Gilbert. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Jacob.